right. Talking here with Jessica Sevier. How's everything going, Jess?
Good. Just enjoying some of the sun after some rainstorms here in Ontario.
Oh, you clearly didn't have your power knocked out then, eh?
I did not. No, lucky in the city here, the power stayed on, but I know a lot of my friends outside the city, they had a lot of power outages out there.
Well, you are from the Toronto area, so not too far where I'm from Brampton. What got you into country music, really? Because traditionally, the GTA has never been that big of a country music scene, traditionally. More nowadays, it kind of slowly drifted that way, but...
Yeah, so I grew up listening to all kinds of music, you know, primarily from my dad. It was a lot of 80s hair metal, but a lot of Bruce Springsteen and John Mellencamp. And so, you know, just listening to that kind of music, you know, Americana, a little bit of country... side to that kind of music. That's kind of what inspired me to just start writing, and you know, the stories that they had, and I would start to write story songs, and it just kind of fit into that country music mold, and I started to really enjoy country music from starting to write that way. So it was just kind of a natural progression for me, the way I wrote music. It just kind of turned into country music, and I started to fall into that genre. And then obviously I dove deeper into the country music scene and listening to more artists, and then just kept getting inspired by that and fell in love with country music that way.
So was performing and being a singer always kind of the plan, or is there a moment or something where it's kind of like, okay, this is what I want to do. It's not going to be a hobby. This is what I want to be my career. Did you have those kind of moments, or was that always just sort of from a young age? Nope, I'm going to be a performer. I'm going to be Hannah Montana. I'm going to be whatever it is. I'm guessing you're of the age of Hannah Montana, but...
I am, yes. No, I mean, it was always... There was no question. Like, I was always going to be a performer. I never really thought about anything else. I was never really good at anything else. And my mind always knew that that's what I was going to do. I remember coming home from school and having Hannah Montana on, and I would perform the whole opening, like, sequence song for my grandma. I'd get on, like, couches as my stage, and, like, my whole life, I've always performed for people and sang and danced. I don't dance anymore. I don't know how I danced as a kid, but probably not very well, because I can't dance now, but I was always performing and I was always singing. So it was never a question. It just kind of was like, how do I do this? So I just, you know, was always doing, you know, performances at school, you know, taking singing lessons, doing all that outside of school. And it was just like, I'm going to succeed in this no matter what it takes.
Now, did that, like, doing it throughout school, did that ever lead into doing musicals or anything like that? Or was it just straight kind of, just straight singing, no kind of acting mixed in at all?
There was not a lot of acting for me. It was mostly singing in choirs and jazz bands. I think in elementary school, I did a little bit of musical theater.
So it's been a while since we've been able to have some music from you. Was it just a bit of a writing break? Like, what all led to us being devoid of your music for a little bit here?
Yeah, so I was putting out music that was more pop country, and I was taking some pitch songs. I was writing a little bit of my own music, but it just felt like it wasn't really me, and it wasn't authentic to the music that I grew up listening to, which was more like Americana, working man's country kind of thing. So I actually had started working with Strat Entertainment, and they were starting to manage my project, and they sat me down and said, hey, listen, we think we can, you know, do better than what we're doing now. I think we have to look a little bit deeper and find something that's more true to you. And so I spent 2 years writing this new record, figuring out what worked for me, what I liked in my music, and what I wanted to say. So it was a long process that just took a little longer than we expected, but we came out with some stuff that I'm really, really excited about, that I'm like, really think is truly me, and it has something to say. It's a message that I want to give to the world. So it took a little bit of time, but I'm finally ready to share it, and I think it was worth the wait, hopefully.
Now, the first song you shared from this upcoming project is Motel, which we're getting ready to play here on River Country Rising Stars. A mid-paced swagger bringing to mind a picture of a dusty road and lone cowgirl on a forthright and very clear mission to confront her insecurities head-on, and her turning the tables on her toxic and abusive partner is the little bit of the dialogue to that one. And sort of... where did this one come from, and what made you want this to be the first one from that project?
Yeah, so this song actually came from a real life experience. I think most of this record is really based on things that have happened to me and things that I'm going through. So I started writing this song like after I had left this relationship. I was sitting at the piano and I was just so emotional, and I didn't really know what else to do other than write music and talk about it that way. So I started writing this first verse of the song and just like feeling my emotions. I didn't really think much of it, just was writing to have a release of some sort. And then I brought it to my session the next day with Ron Lapata and Andrew Allen, and they were like, this is really cool. Like, it just had this more bluesy vibe when I first was writing it. It was a little bit slower, and I just didn't really know where to go with it. But Andrew and Ron were really creative and found a cool direction to go with it. And we turned it into this kind of empowering song, which I didn't think it was going to be like that at first. I thought it was going to be sad. So we turned it into something that was a little bit more inspiring and, you know, hopeful that like, no, like things will get better. Like, it's not all bad, you know, although it hurts right now, things are going to turn around, and this was the right choice to make. So I felt really empowered after that session. And, you know, a lot of the music we have for this new project is empowering, but also has a good message. And, you know, sometimes things aren't so great, but they're going to turn around. And I think that's a lot of what this record is. But this song, I just felt really strongly about the vibes of this song. It was a lot different than what I've been putting out before. And I think it really set the tone for what this new project is all about. So I think it was an easy choice just to start with something that was quite different and say, hey, I'm here, I'm back, but it's going to be a little bit different than before. So it was an easy choice for this one.
Nice. So it's safe to say that you wrote on pretty much every single one of the songs on the upcoming project?
Yes, I wrote every single song with either another writer or with two other writers, but they were all, you know, came from my mind. I just had a little bit of help from some other writers. But yeah, no, I wrote every single song on this record.
Now we are about, what, a third or a quarter of the way through the year. I can't keep track of that stuff. We're into April now, let's just say that. And so what all do you have planned for the rest of the year? Obviously, we're expecting this project to be out. Is there anything else you got going on that you can talk about?
Yeah, obviously this is the first single off of the EP, so there's going to be a couple more. I don't think it'll all be out by the end of the year. I think in 2026, the full project will be out, but we're definitely going to put out some singles this year. And this summer, I'll be playing all over Canada. I'm coming to Saskatchewan. I'm doing a lot of Ontario dates. And then obviously the CCMAs are in Kelowna in September. So there will be some cool announcements with some shows out that way. So yeah, I'll be playing the whole new record live this summer and into the fall. So if anyone wants to hear any songs before they've come out, you can definitely catch a show and hear some of the new music.
Now, obviously, I keep referring to it as the project, the record. Does it have a name that we can put to it yet, or are we not revealing that quite yet?
I am not going to reveal that quite yet. I think we have a working title, but, you know, things change so much over the course of, you know, release schedules. And as I'm still writing, things could change on the project. You know, we could swap out some songs possibly. So yeah, I can't disclose what the name of the record is yet, but it is going to be a cool name.
Awesome. Well, thanks for taking the time to hang out and talk today, Jess. I know people are going to love the song Motel as we get ready to play it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I hope you guys enjoy the new music.